I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, two doctors with careers in sports. But first, on Friday night in Boston, the Bruins completed their sweep of the Pittsburgh Penguins in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. The Bruins have now reached the finals two out of the last 3 years. Pittsburgh was the last team to sweep the Eastern Semis, which they did against the Carolina Hurricanes in 2009. If you've watched these NHL playoffs, or any of them over the last quarter century or so, you've no doubt heard this voice.
The drop comes to Kunitz, moving in to Crosby. Oh, and what a save! My goodness, what a save by Varlamov!
That voice belongs to Mike Emmerich, currently calling the Stanley Cup playoffs for NBC Sports. Some feel that Emmerich, better known as Doc, is one of the best play-by-play announcers working today, and he joins me in the studio. Doc Emmerich, welcome to Only a Game.
Bill, this is fun.
You did not grow up in a hockey hotbed, Detroit, Moose Jaw, Chicago, or Saskatoon. You're from a small town in Indiana. How and when did hockey enter your life?
December 10, 1960. After a lot of harassment, my parents took me and my brother to see a game in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And up until that time, I loved athletics, but I knew I wouldn't be a very good athlete, and I wanted to broadcast baseball because that was the only real exposure that we had, listening on the radio to baseball games. But once I saw hockey for the first time, it was Muskegon and Fort Wayne in the old IHL, and that changed my life.
What are the particular challenges for calling hockey games as opposed to calling other sports?
I think seeing it. Seeing and identifying players. Over a period of 40 years, I've felt that the plays that are made, especially defensively by players, are just as worthwhile as the attack by the offensive player. So I like to mention players' names who make plays, but the hardest thing now with some of the designs of uniforms is to be able to read the sleeve numbers. It's about 5.5 inches. And in some arenas, you are 250 feet away and 5 or 6 stories up. That's the challenge. The rest of it is like going to a movie the second time where you know all the characters. And the characters may change teams, but they usually don't change numbers. So that part is not really as hard as it looks.
In a recent article by Joe Posnanski, Al Michaels says that you're the best there is and that hockey is the toughest game of all to call. Do you think that's true?
I don't. I don't want to disagree with Al. He said some really nice things about me before, too. But I think that hockey has mostly continuous description. We don't have to wait for players to unpile. We don't have that interminable wait between pitches. And even in basketball, there are a lot of timeouts. But in hockey, there aren't many, except for our commercials. And so it's describing continuous action. So I don't think it's as hard as the others. I did try baseball once only at Miami University, and I realized that you can only refer to which way the flag is blowing in center field a couple of times, not every inning.
In that same article, Bob Costas was quoted as saying, "Doc can tell stories or relate an anecdote while the action is going on," which, according to Costas, no other sportscaster does at all. So here's a good example of that from a game you called this past winter, when the NHL was experiencing a lockout.
McKessie wants to be a veterinarian one day, has hermit crabs as a pet, thrown on goal, score! Tremendous shot from Matty Box.
That, of course, is a game you called in Troy, Michigan, featuring 9 to 12-year-old girls. Is hockey just hockey from your perspective as a play-by-play guy?
It is, but that's one of the best nights I think I've ever spent in a rink because it was an activity for these girls. They had a lot of other things that they did in their lives, but they were really committed to being good hockey players for that night. And the veterinarian was just when she had two dogs, a cat, and the hermit crabs. And that's what stuck in my mind because I don't know that I could recognize a hermit crab. But she took care of them, and she said they need lettuce. But for that night, they were hockey players.
Doc, you've worked more than 3,000 hockey games, including 21 years of New Jersey Devils games, 24 years of NHL playoff games. Have you a favorite moment or three that you can share with us?
I suppose the most recent one that stands out in my mind was an overtime game that went double overtime, played between Boston and Pittsburgh, in which there were only 3 goals scored, 94 shots taken. A lot of shots didn't count as shots on goal because they hit the post. And the thing that struck me about the game was how the level of play raised as the game went on, and everyone was playing at the highest level that they could. Usually you'll have some that are not good and others that are playing really well. Everybody was playing solid.
It's fascinating to me how you had to reach back so far into your memory for that game.
Wasn't too long ago. And then I think the gold medal game between Canada and the United States will always stand out when Sidney Crosby scored on Ryan Miller in overtime.
How have the 2013 Stanley Cup playoffs stacked up against some of the others that you've called?
You know, it's hard to know because we've put so much, and I'm saying we, I have put so much emotional weight on this year because it looked like we weren't going to have one at all with our lockout. And so you recognize that in the regular season as well as in the playoffs that the players have just extended themselves beyond belief. They've let it all out there and they leave it there and then they somehow or other re-energize and come back after a day off and play another one of those magnificent games. I think that's the thing that struck me the most is the thing that we have to sell is the wonderful game and the players who are so skilled and so down to earth. I think in 40 years I've met five or six jerks. That's all. And they do that, and then they talk with us after, and they share with the fans, and they're just good people.
You know, it occurs to me that some of our listeners might be wondering about your nickname, Doc. You earned it. You have a PhD, although I presume it's not in hockey.
No, it's signs of a misspent youth, I guess. My parents were both teachers. They placed a value on education, and as I was trying to break into hockey, I continued to get advanced degrees, and I taught at a little school in western Pennsylvania called Geneva for 2 years. And realized I could make $600 more a year at that time if I had a doctorate degree. So I applied at two places that had doctoral programs in broadcasting that also had campus stations that, oddly enough, were affiliated with NPR and also broadcast the college team's games. Michigan and Bowling Green, they both offered assistantships, and Bowling Green threw in the second periods of the Falcon home games because the guy who had been doing that graduated. And so I was lucky, and I finally got an air check instead of those games that were phantom games in Fort Wayne, and it was on the strength of that air check that I got my first job 40 years ago.
You have humbly said that you have never called a perfect game, and maybe that's true, but I would like to play a clip that I think just might be the perfect hockey call. It's from a game between New Jersey and Philadelphia back on December 10th, 1998.
Flip back right to Andrechuk. Fire! Save! Rebound in front! Slipped into McCain! Scramble! Andrechuk to McCain! Did he get it home? No! Scramble! In front of the line! Hit the post with the shot! Oh, baby! Stevens fires! Save!
You couldn't have done that call any better, could you?
No, I don't know. I remember the game, though. It was one of those comeback wins, and you walk away from the arena and you sort of joke to yourself, we had them all the way. But that wasn't the case.
Doc Emrich is the lead play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports NHL coverage, and he's the first announcer to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Doc, thanks very much for coming in.
This has been a lot of fun, and I'm honored by the invitation. Thank you.